countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
But we're going to begin this morning with this, because as we look for ways to reduce the contamination of waterways from pesticides, a pilot scheme in mid-County Monaghan working with farmers is aiming to just do that. I'm on my way to Baird's Shore, a lake outside Bally Bay, famous for its angling. It's also the main water source for over 2,000 local families in the Strenuden Group Water Scheme.
This is a source lake, so it's about 59 hectares, and it basically runs from Carcahan to Clontibert, back over to near Annamullen to Hamlet.
But the quality of the raw water pre-treatment is under growing pressure due to excessive use of a pesticide spray used domestically, but also used mainly by farmers to kill weeds like dockens, rushes and thistles on pasture land.
There's urban pressures, the likes of the wastewater treatment and a one-off surge from domestic households, but farming would be the most contributory factor in the pollution of the water.
So in response, this pilot strategy of mitigation has been rolled out across the catchment area of the lake.
Our catchment is about 129 kilometres squared, so it is.
Ross MacDonald is the Source Protection Officer with Strenuden Group Water Scheme, and we spoke at the edge of the Windy Lake shore.
You're talking about the invertebrates that live in those waters, under the stones, and that they're going to be affected if the water is contaminated with a high nutrient load or pesticides, which is, I suppose, is our main target at the moment, so it is, given the spraying season that we're going into, like, you know. So, and that obviously has a bigger effect on the fish then that feed off those invertebrates and so on, like, you know. So you're talking about the water quality diminishing. You have poor status water here, so you have, because of the nutrient load, because of human contributions, if you want, like, you know. We're drinking this water, Damien, you know, and the human health, it's not good. Obviously, we treat the water in the group water scheme, and we get it out as well as we can, like, mm-hmm. you know. So we basically pump the water from here 9 kilometres, basically uphill the whole way, so we do. We treat it then, so we do, and then we gravity feed it to our customers, basically. It'd be regarded as good drinking water supplies to Newton Group Water Scheme. So there would be a respect to the water that's coming out of the tap, certainly from members, like, you know.
So here's what's happening. Farmers who have boom sprayers, those wide-winged bars that span out either side from behind the tractor to spray the weeds, are having them checked for faults. Because even the tiniest damage can cause untold destruction to local biodiversity.
I contacted all the farmers, and they were all too glad to have me come around basically and service and fit a low drift nozzle onto their boom sprayers. So every year they're going out and using a boom sprayer on different parcels of their land to treat weeds, whether that be the rush or whether that be the chickweed or whatever they're treating, and we wanted to make sure that they had the best technology available, so the spray coming from behind the boom sprayer was not going to go into the water. So that's basically why we've come up with this initiative.
This is Victor here.
Victor, how are you?
That's bad.
That's good.
Damien, this?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Victor Niblock is a beef and poultry farmer and also a member of the Strenuden scheme.
So, Victor, how aware are you now as a farmer in this area of, we'll say, your responsibility when it comes to protecting the quality of the water that's going into the group water scheme? Are you becoming more aware of it?
We are, yeah. We're becoming very aware of it. For instance, getting the sprayer all tested and set up with these new nozzles, which seems to be a good job. Like, it's important that we keep the water good, because we're drinking it every day as a family.
Yeah.
And so we need it for our farm and for chickens. It's very good water.
Yeah.
And
you want to keep it that way, I suppose.
We do indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
While we chat, Victor is having his boom sprayer and anti-drift nozzles checked for faults.
this is technology that should be used all over the place as far as I'm concerned. Any technology that we can use to get less in the air and less in the water is only going to be beneficial for us with protecting the water. Might get Arthur over to explain what he's doing here.
Hello, Arthur. How are you?
Arthur Cairns of Chagask in Ballyhays College is overseeing the process of inspection, but also advising farmers on best practice when it comes to spraying.
So if you're too big a pressure, it creates a mist or a drift, and that can travel for... Research has done 25 miles, it could travel in windy conditions.
Could it really?
Mm-hmm.
Jim. Yeah. 25 miles in windy conditions.
Yeah.
What you're spraying there, if the nozzles are not...
If the pressure's too high and the nozzles aren't correct and the sprayer's not calibrated properly.
Wow.
We the first sprayer we decided to test here, the farmer said he was ready to go to spray. It took us 6 hours to get the sprayer right. There's a lot of things has to be checked out.
Yeah.
And through time, sprayers do wear.
Right. And when they wear, what they're spraying goes further.
It's not as direct.
Exactly.
It's not doing the job it's meant to do.
So what are the most common faults with sprayers?
Leakages. Big problem. Faulty pressure gauge. Faulty nozzles would be the commonest ones. And the farmer's getting a free service too. He's getting his sprayer overhauled and maintained and extra wee bits put onto it. It's all free.
You know, anything with side at the end of it, herbicide, fungicide, insecticide, it sounds like a bad word when it comes to the environment, but is it necessary?
To a certain extent, you do need to control a certain amount of weeds. You know, they will take over.
But is there a safe level?
There is, of course, a safe level. And the starting off with, if you have the sprayers in good working order, the next thing then, the operator, if he calibrates his sprayer then, knows the speed of the sprayer, the speed of the tractor, the pressure to work at, the overlap of the sprayer, things like that. You know, so if the sprayer then is calibrated after we have it checked out, there's no reason why he can't be very accurate putting on applying the herbicide or the insecticide or the fungicide.
What sort of buy-in are you getting from farmers?
100% nearly of any farmer that I have talked to so far, Damien, is very well. There's no paperwork. There's no regulatory body here. I'm just somebody trying to improve the status of the water, and they buy into that. They want that because I suppose they're drinking this water. Their families are drinking this water. So it's in their interest too. And I suppose it gives me a chance to get beyond the cattle grid and make them appreciate the fact that this is something that can go into our aquatic environment, like, you know, especially with the kind of soils that we have, like, you know, which is useful for them.
Yeah, lovely man there, Ross MacDonald of Strenuden Group Water Scheme, on the strategy there to work with farmers locally to reduce the impact of pesticides on aqualife and biodiversity in their catchment radius. Group Water Scheme, so important to so many people around the country. Now,